Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Keep on. Jesus. Lord, if you pray for us, if I have a short service one more time, we'll take the ancient service. Amen. The Comforter has come. Amen. Thank God for the Comforter. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, yes. More than enough. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to go ahead with the block here. Yeah. Amen. The Lord's going to work it out. Now, we
ever say amen? You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland. That's LIMG. Amen. I'm Apostle Thorne-Kirkendall, the senior pastor. For those of you who are out there, I'm going to give you the scripture lessons first and the topic. The topic is, are you a friend of God? That's the question. Are you a friend of God? Amen. Then I want you to go to James 2 and 13. James 2 and 13. Then Proverbs 17 and 17. Proverbs 18 and 24. And I'm going to repeat that for you. I know you're shocked. There's only three scriptures. James 2 and 33. Proverbs 17 and 17. And then, again, I ask the question, are you a friend of God? All right, let's go to the throne of grace. Amen. Lord, we whatever you've been doing all week long, you have time to do your thing, your schedule. But let's give credit and time to God who has given us the ability to do all the things through the week. Father God, we thank you right now. We ask you that you look over everyone in radio land. Lord, those who are sick, those who just didn't have a mind to come out, but Lord, in the name of Jesus, send out your healing virtue right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you're able to touch everybody according to its ailment, Lord, and make it line up according to your word. In the name of Jesus, look on those who are seeking you, Lord, who's trying to find their way. Lord, let your light from the lighthouse shine on them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you that you look on those who are in the sanctuary, Lord, who might be hot, tired, and sleepy, but oh, God, Lord, we come to you today because we know in the name of Jesus that hell is real and is even hotter. So, Lord, help us today. Give us what we need today. Lord, speak to your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, come in the more. Come in the service. Come in the service, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need your anointing today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we repair it that makes us tired and dragging. In the name of Jesus, send an anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. One, let's talk about friendship. Amen. You know, there's all kind of friendship, but I'm going to go to some deep and depth thing. According to WWAglow.org, friendship is one of the most beautiful and intimate relationships. Only with a friend can we share our lives, our hopes, and our joys. But there's one who wants to be our friend. Let's examine what friendship with God looks like. All right, read if you will read James 2 and 23.
And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
Can you imagine being called a friend of God? Amen. there can nothing be there that compares with what it must be like to have a relationship so important, intimate, that God calls you his friend. Amen. See, because his faith in God, he was willing to follow God's instructions, even if it meant sacrificing his son. Now think about that. What kind of friend is that that would ask you to sacrifice your promised son? What kind of friend is that? But Abraham had faith in him that he would do whatever he needed to do. And when they kept asking about, well, where's the sacrifice, he kept replying, God will provide. He kept saying that God will provide. And we thank God because nevertheless, God has a ram in the bush. And when he got there, we found out that there was a ram in the bush. But because Abraham was willing to take his son and put him for the sacrifice, ultimately not question God, because if you think about us, some of us, if God told us that and we knew it was God's voice who called us and said to us to sacrifice our child, you know we would come up with all kinds of excuses. But Lord, we would do all this talking back, but nowhere I read in the Bible that Abraham said a mumbling word. Only thing he did was obey God. Only thing he did was prepare and do all the things that he knew that he should be doing. And then he knew in his heart of hearts that what God will provide, if it meant sacrificing his son, nevertheless, God will provide. If it meant having the courage to sacrifice his blood son, God would give him the strength. If it meant that he would have to cry out to God, God would give him what he needed. Amen. Because of his sacrifice of himself, him sacrificing himself in prayer and supplication, God heard him, amen? And he provided a sacrifice for himself because of this devout faith in God. God called him a friend. How many of us have heard God speak to us in that way and call us a friend, amen? It is not many times that God has referenced himself and said that he was a friend to someone. Amen? But because of his faith, he had this ultimate relationship with him. How many of us can say that we truly trust in Jesus? How many of us could follow this direction, this type of direction from God? I don't know if I heard God's voice, I'm going to tell you and be truthful, it would be hard for me to do this thing, amen, because we talk about carrying out your own flesh and blood, you give it a sacrifice, and you're wondering, why, God, must I do this? But the direction of friends is love. You know what? We may have siblings. We have no control over who our siblings are, amen. You don't get to pick them. You don't get to say so. You don't get to say, well, no. I want one with good hair. I want one with this complexion. I want one with this temperament. Whatever comes out is your sibling. Amen. But I tell you what, though, sometimes we have siblings that if they weren't our siblings, we would not even have anything to do with them, no dealing with them at all. But they're our siblings. Amen. Nevertheless, let someone bother them or speak against them, then we show up just how fast most siblings will rally behind each other and let you know, no, I get to pick with my sibling. I get to say that, but not you. You can't talk against my sibling. You can't even talk about jumping up on my sister. That's my brother. That's my sister. We're going to come there to their rescue. Not many of us will let people get away with harming our brother or our sister or whatever it is. Not many of us, no matter how much we may have not liked the individual, but when it comes time to sit together, we are there. Amen? However, siblings can stop speaking to each other, stop being around each other, and siblings can sever their relationships. Amen? But then what do you have? Proverbs 18 and 24 talks about this. Thank you, Jesus. if you pray for me, I won't be before you long. No, Proverbs 18:24.
A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
All right. Can you say praise the Lord? We'll get back to that 17:17 shortly. Amen. So when you have siblings that you fall out with, guess what? Then they're not there anymore, or they're around, but you don't want to have anything to do with them. But we're talking about a friend that does not act like our siblings, a friend that's closer to. Because you know what? Some friends will do things that our siblings will not do. Amen. Some friends, we can have them for over the decades, and they've been friends for life. They go out of their way, go out of their will. They love one another, and they just love each other as families. They raise their children together. They know each other. They know, and they do things together. And in the time of need, friends stick together. Amen? But then we have friends, and we have family that act like Proverbs 17:17.
Loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
In other words, you are not going to have siblings that you won't be in agreement with 24/7. They were not born to be in agreement with you 24/7. There's rivalry, there's envy and strife. That's how we learn to get around in the world. That's how we learn to socialize, because we got to do it within our own family. Those are skills that we are taught. If we didn't have those rivalries, we would not be equipped to go out into the world. Amen? But I'm not talking about those kind of things that's going on. What I'm talking about is a real friend. Amen? Because, see, friends are in competition with you. Amen? Friends are envious of what the Lord does for you. Friends are happy when the Lord does something for you and rejoices with you. Friends are sad when you're down and out, and they come and they are willing to share with you and just listen. Friends are not the friends, the type that Job had, that sit up there and want to talk about he must have sinned or did something wrong, because that's why he's in the condition that he's in. Friends are there. These type of friends will be there in good times and bad times, from the beginning to the end. Friends, like what the Word of God is talking about, are like no other. Amen? According to aglow.com, friends who love us at all times, whose closeness to us even transcend family relationships, are rare. Amen? True friendship demands commitment, and few are willing to take the responsibility necessary to live up to the biblical standards of friendship. Notice I didn't say what our commonality and carnal minds think of. It said live up to the biblical standards of friendship. While Jesus lived on earth, an essential point of his message was that God wanted to reestablish his covenant of friendship with man that had been broken by Adam and who? Eve. Adam and Eve's sin. Amen? Now think about it. They had such a relationship with God that his voice came walking through the garden. Amen? And we are not in that time where God's voice comes walking in the chapel. Amen? We have to seek him in order to hear his voice. But it says, to better understand what this means, you need to consider the Old Testament idea of friendship. In ancient times, when two people wanted to be friends or allies, there was a covenant of friendship. Now, we're talking about what the Bible says. Amen? A covenant of friendship. This time of this relationship means we are all encompassing. Friendship meant that you would protect the other person even at the risk to your own life. It meant that all your possessions were at the other friend's disposal. Now, are we living in that kind of time, amen? When do you know that you have a friend that says, whatever I have in my house, is you have access to? If I eat, you eat. Who said that I don't get out there and fight for you and lay down their life because they're trying to protect you? Who's going to make that kind of friendship pact with one another? Amen? But that's what the Bible talks about, the covenant that was sealed by two people eating together. In essence, you establish a covenant with whomever you ate and drank with. Amen? So you had to watch who you what? Eat with. You had to watch who you drink with. You had to watch who you are in what? Communion with. You had to watch who you make allies with. You have to watch about what you're doing and what you're saying and who you're trying to represent or who you sent out and allowed to represent what? You. Think about it. But God, friend like no other. And if you think about it, it says friendship is a covenant. When he made a covenant, it was sealed. You're like, well, when have we had a covenant that was sealed? Well, you might ask that. When do we eat and drink with the Lord? Amen? There is what? The Lord's Supper. It says his day, his house, his table, his people. Can you think about that? His day, not our day, his house, his table, his people. So when we sit down, we take on the Lord's Supper. We are there establishing a covenant with him. And every time we take it, every month that we take it, we are re-establishing and keeping up that covenant. Because once God makes a covenant with you, when he is a friend, he is like a friend like no other. When he has called you and thought of you as a friend, he was so much into thinking about us that he gave his only what? Begotten son. How many people of us are willing to give up our children for the sake of friendship? They used to say there's no ship like fellowship, but now we're talking about friendship. Because, see, fellowship may come and go. Friends may come and go. Family may come and go. But Jesus is still on the throne. Amen? When you think about that, and the message that I want to leave with you, when you ask to yourself, are you a friend of God? Have you made a covenant with God? Have you sat down and talked to God and said, you know what, for you I live and for you I what? Die. Have you said that in everything that I have, Lord, is yours. It's yours. I surrender all. The Temple Mother always talking about how she went home when she first got saved and she rendered everything in the house, even the black pot and the stone. Have you had that kind of surrenderance to the Lord and said, oh, God, all that I am, I give it to you, and all that I'm not, I give it to you. When have you talked with the Lord and said, you are my God, for you are living, for you are dying? We're talking about a God that'll be a father to the fatherless. We're talking about a God that'll be a mother to the motherless. We're talking about a God that'll be a lawyer in a time when you need to go to court. We're talking about a God that'll be a doctor in the sick room. We're talking about a God that can lift you out of the muck and miry clay. We're talking about a God that can say, peace be still in the midst of confusion. We're talking about a God that in the middle of the night, when there's no one to turn to, he's there standing right there, said, I am that I am. I am the way. I am the truth and the light. That no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God is God, and he has not lost control. When you have nobody that wants to walk with you, God said, I'm standing right here. I'm walking right beside you. When you're down in the valley of the road, God said, I'm your friend, and I'll pick you up and turn you around. Place your feet on solid ground. But you've got some worldly old friends with kind of minds on there, put you on out there. We got friends that, along with you, have money. They're your friends. But let your money run out, and then they'll turn around and talk about you. Those same friends that were there with you to spend your money, when it's all gone, they'll turn on you. Hey, you're talking about friends that have the covenant spirit, that long as you're poor, long as you're not following God, long as God's not blessing you, they're all right. But the minute that you begin to surrender to God, the minute you begin to say, oh, God, for you I live and die, and God hears your cry, God hears your covenant, and start to bless you, these same friends will turn around from you. These same friends will talk about you, because they don't want to walk the walk that you walk. They don't want to talk the talk that you talk. Most importantly, they don't want to live for the friend called God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. How many of you are willing to be friends to God and look to him from which cometh all your help? Your help coming not from your brother. Your help does not come from your sister. Your help does not should not be dependent upon people, because people will fail you. People will be here today and gone tomorrow, but God never fails. Are you a friend to God? Are you a friend of God who can both destroy body, mind, and soul? We worry about, so worry about what people say, what people think. You better worry about what your friend God thinks. If he's not your friend, you better get him to be your friend, because being a friend means you have a personal. You can't talk to God like he's some stranger. And if you don't know him, you better get to know him. Saints of God, friends, this is Friends and Family Day. Let me tell you something. It's praying time. It's time to get on your knees and talk to your friend. And if you don't know him as your friend, it's time to get on your knees and start asking him to come into your life. Come in and be your friend. It's time to seek the Lord while he yet may be found. Because there's a time coming when you're going to seek him and he's not going to hear you. Your time is going to be out, because he's going to let the devil just be loose. So while you have a chance, before it's too late, before you're taking your last breath, if you don't know God, if you don't know his son Jesus, now is the time to seek him. As I said, if you think it's hot now, this is nothing, because hell is truly hotter than this. I want to leave you with the fact that the question is, are you a friend of God? Have you asked him to be your friend? Have you lived your life so that God can call you friend by the integrity of your life? The integrity of your faithfulness to him, your integrity of living all that you know how, so that you can be called a child of the Most High God. Are you slipping and sliding, dipping and dabbing, trying to walk the fence? Where are you? Because if you're not a friend of God, I can tell you surely you're a friend of the devil. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the last friend that I want to have, is the devil. Because the devil is a liar and truth not in him, and everything that he tells me is a lie, and he's the father of lies. Because the devil will get you strung out, laid out, hanging out on the edge, and then guess what? Push you off. But if you got a friend in Jesus, got a friend in God, when man try to push you out there on the edge, he'll be standing right there to catch you. He'll be standing right there to let you know you're on the edge. It's time to turn back. Let's have a little talk. Amen? The songwriter wrote, let's have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. But I'm saying to you, when you're having a little talk with Jesus, you are in effect having a little talk with God. So I'm just saying now, if you think about the few times God has called this old fleshly man, man meaning man or woman, friend, it's only been a few times, very few times. And I'm asking you, are you living all that you know how to live? Is there something in your life that you need to get right with God before you can call him friend? The day is the time, because we know not what the hour, the next hour, the next day may hold. Because we could just stop right where we are, just stop, fall down dead right where we are. And if you haven't confessed, if you haven't made him your Lord and Savior, then where would you be? If the Lord was to call you to judgment right now, where would you be? Could you be happy and say, well, I'm going to see my friend? Call God. I'm going to see King Jesus. Or would you be afraid, say, well, I'm not ready, so I must be going there. I'm going to that judgment seat, and I'm going to that place of lake and fire. I'm telling you now, this cannot compare to the hell, fire, brimstone that waits for us who do not have and know Jesus as our personal Savior, do not know God as our friend. Because I'm telling you now, I'm teaching it, preaching it, is holiness or hell. Nothing in between. Holiness or hell. I'm going to preach it in season and out of season. It's either holiness or hell. Are you a friend of God or are you a friend of the devil? I don't want to be a friend of the devil. I don't want to be anything to the devil but his enemy. Amen? I want to fight. I want to be a soldier in an army that's trying to fight and tear the kingdom down. And I realize I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Christ Jesus being the Son of the Most High God, who is a friend to us. Amen. As I close, I want you to keep that in your mind, be able to ask the question, are you a friend of God? And if the answer is no, whether it be today, whether it be next week when you reread the scriptures, by the time you finish reading the scripture, your answer needs to be yes. The answer needs to be yes. Can we say amen? And while we're getting ready to play our song, if there's someone that wants to come to the altar, need prayer, at the end of the song, we need you to be there. We know what it is because there's something happens when we call him. Amen. There's something that happens that when we call him, and we know this. We know this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, you know what we need. Lord, we are